Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I am Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show, Gulf Coast Nutrition. And along with our show, we also are a store, Gulf Coast Nutrition. We're located in Palm Harbor on the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road. That's Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in North Palm Harbor there. And you can always come in and visit us there. We have a great store, lots of services for you, great, great products. And you'll find Dr. Vallon and myself there quite often.
And if you are too far away to come in and visit, you can always check us out on gulfcoastnutrition.com. And Brenda B., the Google virtual tour will be up very shortly.
Yeah, that was quite interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They come in and take all sorts of pictures so you can actually kind of walk through the store without being there and see everything on the shelves. So that's gulfcoastnutrition.com. And you can also always give us a call at 727-754-2900 to get directly to the store.
And, you know, I wanted to talk about something pretty serious today, and that's heart disease. And I don't know if you know that 1 in 3 American adults has one or more types of cardiovascular disease. So that's 1 in every 3 people have some type of cardiovascular disease. That's pretty staggering.
You were right. This is serious. Serious as a heart attack, right? Is that as they say? Serious as a heart attack.
Serious as a heart attack.
You don't get any more serious than that.
And today we have back with us is Brenda Watson, one of my favorite guests, of course, and Brenda has dedicated her career to helping people achieve vibrant, lasting health through improved digestive function. And why are we talking digestive function if we're talking about heart health? We'll get into that, and you'll find out why very shortly. But Brenda is a dynamic health advocate. She's among the foremost authorities in America today, speaking about optimum nutrition, digestion, natural detoxification methods, and herbal internal cleansing, as well as heart health.
And just to let everyone know, Brenda is a New York Times best-selling author. She's authored 7 books, and she has also been on PBS shows, and several of them, right, Brenda? It's been like 5 PBS shows
yeah,
now?
Yeah, 5.
5. I mean, that's not just a one-time thing. That's 5 PBS shows.
I believe she's raised over $10 million for PBS.
For PBS. That's amazing. That's amazing. And she's also been on other national television shows.
Brenda, welcome. Thank you for being on with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Now, we mentioned about the seriousness of heart disease, that 1 in 3 American adults have one or more types of cardiovascular disease. Now, you have done an actual PBS show on this topic, and now you're known as the diva of digestion. Why are you doing something on cardiovascular disease?
Well, I think because the realization when, you know, I've talked before about anything that happens around the body starts in the gut. And personally, for me, you know, I've seen a lot of my family members, my husband, people around me that mean a lot to me, have a lot of issues around the heart. And it became sort of a personal, like, mission. Like, I wanted to be able to explain it to people, how the gut could create heart conditions like atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, or, you know, any of the other conditions that people get, because they don't really realize that. So once I began to see the science and understand what's called silent inflammation, which I'll explain in a moment, and that relationship of what is going on in your digestive system is going to overlap into, let's just say, in this, what we're talking about today, in heart disease, how important it is for a person, preventively or anyone trying to reverse heart disease, to go back to their gut and begin to heal that first. And then as that happens, then the rest of the body, heart, all of that will get better.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this silent inflammation.
Okay. The digestive system is 80% of your immune system. And the reason that is because there's about 4 pounds of bacteria inside of us. We can say this in many different ways. It's the weight of a brick. It's, you know, we have 100 trillion bacteria cells, 10 times more than cells in our body. We're really, you know, 90% bacteria and 10% human cells. And these bacteria cells in our gut really they really modulate, I would say, our immune system. So if we've got a lot of good stuff like lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, they keep the bad guys down. They keep the pathogenic organisms down. They keep the gut lining from becoming inflamed. But what happens is a lot of things. It's different for everybody. You know, too many antibiotics, too many, the pesticides, too much sugar, all the different things that create an imbalanced gut. And so what happens is gut inflammation begins to occur in someone. And so it also occurs, and as it occurs, it produces byproducts that begin to inflame and irritate the lining of the gut. So what happens is toxins and metabolites enter circulation. Okay, they enter circulation, and when they circulate through the body, they can enter the artery, okay, and create the process of clogged arteries. Now, what happens is it starts with inflammation. Silent inflammation is a term that I use because we don't feel it. We're not feeling it when the gut's out of balance. But what is happening is we're getting a marker. When you have, let's say, when your cholesterol levels begin to elevate, we really know now because of all the prescriptions for statin medications that statin medications don't really lower cholesterol, they lower inflammation. Well, that silent inflammation that's elevating the cholesterol, one of the main areas of where that inflammation is coming from is from the gut, because the gut's been compromised and you have these inflammatory proteins that are circulating around. And one of the areas they circulate to and create problems over time is the heart.
So
that's what begins to happen. Cholesterol is a very important marker, because what cholesterol does is it's really your helper. It's your friend. It's saying, uh-oh, something's going on in that heart over there. Let me send some helpers over there and see what's going on. So the cholesterol will elevate so that it can be sent over to the arteries to begin to help it. And that begins like a double-edged sword. It begins to create problems, even though it is, trying to help.
So the gut gets inflamed first, which starts the process of inflammation around the body. And you're saying that cholesterol can raise in your body to actually help reduce that inflammation. The cholesterol itself is a healer. I know you talk about that in this great book that you have that goes along with the show, The Heart of Perfect Health. That's the name of your show. It's also the name of your book here. And we're looking through your book, and it's a wonderful book, by the way. And of course, your show is great. So you're saying, just to repeat that so people understand, the gut gets inflamed for a number of different reasons. That starts an inflammatory process around the body, which can end up in your arteries causing cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. But your cholesterol can be a marker of that, and your cholesterol gets high because of the inflammation, because it's trying to help that?
Yes, I spoke, in the book, I interviewed Dr. Ludwig, who was a heart surgeon. And he was saying, when he used to do open heart surgery, he'd look inside the artery and he'd say it looked like the person had a sunburn. And that's exactly what we say about the lining of the gut. When the gut's inflamed, it looks inside like you've got a sunburn. Well, the reason I'm saying this is the cholesterol is being sent out as a helper to try to bring down this inflammation. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So the inflammation, the cholesterol is a marker that, something's going on elsewhere that we need to send the cholesterol there to help. And I will tell you, being with someone who has had elevated cholesterol levels, and one of my main interest in this was, and I'll talk about it because this is also in the book, my husband, whose cholesterol levels, seriously, I'm not kidding, would be anywhere on any given day over a period of 10 years from 550 to 700.
You're kidding me.
No, that's huge.
That's almost unheard of. That's
right.
Extremely.
Doctors would say.
Yeah, the doctor would put him on meds.
Right. We would go to the doctor, and the doctor would say, we're going to put you on, statin. And he'd go, no, let me lose some weight. Let me stop the sugar, and let me lose some weight. And he would do that. Let me take my omegas and the fiber, because that was what would lower it, because I don't want to take statins. So he would do that, and he would lose 10 or 15 pounds, and guess what? Within 6 weeks, seriously, 6 weeks, that cholesterol would be down around 200. But being as how he could not keep control of the diet and the sugar over that period of 10 years, it would sneak back up on him, and he was back eating sugar, and so it would elevate back to that level until about 3 years ago and when he said, I've had enough.
Brenda, and hold that okay. as far as what he did, because okay. when we come back, I want you to tell our listeners what he did in order to reverse that and get healthy and get that cholesterol down to normal levels.
That's right. And for those of you who are interested, you can check GulfCoastNutrition.com to check some of the products that Brenda is talking about today. We have those on our website. You can also give us a call at 727-754-2900. Or as always, come visit us at Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road. So you have been you are listening, and we we are still on. To find out more of this information, Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.